Here we go again. The president has asked for our help. I want to hear your take on what happened. My take? That was a laugh. My take was that I was being used, and I didn't like it. Also, I hated it when I whined like this. We took the Santa Ana Freeway into downtown Los Angeles, and then the Hollywood Freeway back out again. Agent Page drove with a kind of automatic aggressiveness, passing cars closely and frequently. One cell phone using businessman took his other hand off the wheel long enough to give us the finger. Page seemed oblivious to all of this as he sped northward and told me what else he knew about the grisly double murder. Both Antonia Schiffman and her driver, Bruno Capoletti, had been shot somewhere between 4 and 5:30 in the morning. A gardener had discovered the bodies around 7:15. Schiffman's beautiful face had also been slashed with a sharp blade of some kind. Apparently, no money or other valuables had been taken. Bruno Capoletti was found with almost $200 in his pocket, and Schiffman's handbag was still in the limo next to her body. It held credit cards, diamond earrings, and more cash. "Any prior connection between the two of them?" I asked. "Schiffman and the limo driver? What do we know about the two of them?" "The only other movie of hers Capoletti worked on was Banner Season, but he drove for Jeff Bridges on that one. We're still checking the driver out, though. You ever see Banner Season?" "No, I didn't." "How hot is the crime scene? Our people, LAPD, the media? Anything else I should know before we arrive?" "I haven't actually been there yet," Page admitted. "But it's probably going to be off the charts. I mean, it's Antonia Schiffman, you know?"